Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, let's dive right in with corn and wheat prices, starting with wheat.
When you're looking at wheat, we've had a 40 to 45 cent price increase from the bottom of wheat. You look at that December contract on KC wheat, it's challenging that $6 level. Remember when it was down at 550, we said if it stays there that we may challenge the six. We got the six. If we break six, we'll go to 620. And I think a good reason of that is last week's WASDA report, they lowered the ending stocks for wheat from 698 million bushels to 654 million, and I think that's significant.
Let's take a closer look at corn. What kind of trends are you seeing there?
Well, we've had a little rally in corn, not near as big as wheat, but any higher prices are higher prices. Analysts are probably equally divided whether we've made the bottom on corn. Some of them think we're going to go on down lower. Others think that we've made the bottom, we've had a little rally, we're probably going to wallow around and just see what goes on there.
And what do you think in the market will determine whether this goes up or down now?
Well, the market's uncertain of how much corn we've got out there. We talked about the corn harvest is behind schedule. I'm concerned about that. Some analysts say that's no big deal. They're going to get that crop in. The USDA estimate was 171.7 bushels per acre record, They raised that to 174.2 this last report. Some analysts think it's closer to 176 and that the USDA will go to that in November. Ending stocks went higher on this last report. The harvested acres went down from 83.8 million to 83.1. So, it's what's going to determine whether we go up or down is, do we have higher bushels per acre with the same amount of harvested acres, or does harvested acres go down and no change in the yields? And then prices may edge on up a little bit on corn.
Now, another piece of the pie, of course, what does this mean for the cattle industry?
Well, I think it's important for the cattle industry. The feed prices are significantly lower than they were 2 years ago. Some producers are deciding, do a forward contract for winter needs? I think it's a good idea if you can't afford higher prices, because I think there is some probability, at least 45 or 50%, that prices are going to go up from this point. And if you can't afford higher prices, I'd forward contract my at least winter needs, if not on into next spring.
And then what other factors in the market are you keeping an eye on, especially some of the global issues right now?
Well, if you look at the uncertainty in the market, of course, you've got the Ebola problem that the people are concerned about. You've got the investments in commodities or securities. You've had $100 billion move out of commodities in the last 6 months to a year. And that's just out there looking for a place to go in, and that can have an impact on price. You've got China, their debt, that's for their manufacturers, for their individuals. You look at 2005, 90 cents worth of debt created, or a dollar's worth of debt created 90 cents worth of GDP. Now, last year, a dollar's worth of debt only increased GDP by 27 cents. That's the same as Japan in the early 90s before they had their collapse, and that was the U.S. in 2007. So China's a big buyer, and they can sure affect prices.
Always great perspective. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.